Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Hanging with Brian and Ben. I'm always scared to do like these post, you know, career kind of interviews. Like with Victor Matfield at the time, I remember he came out, he's retiring from international rugby. We did the whole patriotic, you know, your favorite moments, looking back at your career, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then the next thing is back on the field. Is that going to happen, Brian Abana?
I'm definitely going to be back on the field in a broadcasting capacity. Definitely not playing wise. I think, you know, I had a great run, and I definitely think there's more than enough talent and skill, not only in South Africa, but globally at the moment, for me not to make a comeback. And
again, there are people who want to see it, eh? On this WhatsApp line, I'm telling you now.
Oh, no. What are these? What does marijuana becoming legal get to the WhatsApp line? Or what's happening? I really appreciate that the people would love to see me back. I think that we've got immense amount of talent in the South African squad at the moment. And I'm really excited about... yeah, where, you know, this team's going. So, yeah, probably the only way or form you're going to see me back on the field. I might be doing 10s now and again, not in a playing role, but more as a coaching thing on the sideline. But, I've had a great run. I've been unbelievably privileged to have had such a long run with some amazing highlights, quite a few lowlights. But grateful for the opportunity to play a game I love and a game that's given our country back so much. So, no.
Well, you have many, many fans who think of you very highly, like this guy.
Morning, Martin and team. Morning, Brian. Brian, I just want to say this morning that after 11 years, I've finally forgiven you for that try that you scored against the Sharks in Durban. I was there that day and my heart was broken. And I think even the Sharks, that's why they even won a Super Rugby trophy, because they were shell-shocked and bomb-shocked. But I think I just want to tell you this morning... I'm a great fan of yours, and welcome back in South Africa. Enjoy your time here. May God bless you.
Thanks, sir. I just want to say, sir, on that, I know I scored the try, but I actually didn't kick the winning points. Derek Hogarth actually beat the Sharks by kicking the winning points.
You're too humble. You're too humble. You shocked everybody. I will never forget that day. I was there as well. I was sitting in the stands, those very weird high up stands in Durban, on that try line.
You see, if you hadn't invited me to Joburg, I might have got you better seats. If you hadn't invited me back to Joburg, I'd have got you better seats, Mr. Vester.
My brother, of that day, I had the best seat in the house, because when you scored that try, was it 2007?
Yeah.
Yes. 2007. Well, you have been forgiven. Thank you so much. Questions for Brian.
Hello, Martin. Shuffle Uniso. Ek wil vir Banna vra. Wie dink hy moet uitdraf as ons vleels? Dianti het nou oor en oor bewys dat hy definitief daar hoort. Ek wil net weet, is hy tevrede met ons ander vleels?
Big question.
Big question. I think Apiwe has been absolutely sensational this year. He's been brilliant to watch. I think he's hopefully going to go on, be looked after really well and break lots of records. I think Makazole Mapimpi has been really good when he's worn the jersey. Sibuyi Nkosi has been phenomenal as a youngster. Chizan Kobe, with that intercept try against the All Blacks 3 weeks ago in Wellington, has showed that size does not matter. No. So I think the balance between the youngsters coming through and a old head on his shoulders like Willie LaRue, who will hopefully be earning his 50th test cap for the Springboks this weekend. I'm really excited. Obviously, you know, it's been a disappointing 2 years prior to this year for South African rugby. A lot more positivity. And like I said, hopefully, you know, these guys, you know the responsibilities on their shoulders. For me, they're very exciting, and like I said, you know, I can only wish them the best, because I really believe they have an immense amount of potential. So,
will it happen? Look, this is probably the game of all games for the Springbok team in recent times, because you beat them in Wellington, you beat the Australians. Will the All Blacks lose against us twice in a row? Okay, so most people will say no chance. But also, most of us said no chance in Wellington.
Wow.
So if Sia and his boys go out this Saturday, then I think it'll make believers of most people that this team can go all the way.
So hopefully with a hashtag Stand Together movement happening on the weekend, that we'll get the South African crowd as the 16th man for Sia and the boys this weekend. The All Blacks are going to be tough. Again, they will not let the mistakes of Wellington reoccur. I was in one or two events with them last night, and they're pretty determined to rectify what happened in Wellington. They're a world-class side. They're the number one in the world for a reason. The record they have is because of, you know, how good they are. So I'm definitely going to be standing side to side together with those around me at Loftus, and you know, hoping for a Springbok win. Rassi, Sia, and the team will know it's not going to come easy, but the expectation and the progress that they've made over the last couple of months has been really wonderful to see, and you know, hopefully they can get one over them for the second time consecutively this year.
Loftus, a good place to do it.
Great place to do it. We don't have a great record at Loftus against the All Blacks, unfortunately, but as the Springbok showed in Wellington, history and records are meant to be broken.
Hashtag Stand Together SA. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. Brian Habana on the show this morning. We'll get to some more of your questions coming up next.
Start your day with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up. All I want to
do is turn it up.
Yeah. Jacaranda FM.